697-8345.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, 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 I know it's NFL playoff weekend. While Rome is burning, right, this is what's happening. You're watching the gladiators battle. Listen, I'm an American. I grew up in America. I like football. I'll admit it. But America is burning, basically. And there were a couple of debates to determine who may be the next president of these United States. And as I said last hour, we were going to cover it this hour. Political healing on tap on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Ron Paul updates. We got them. We got lots of audio from both debates from last night and this morning. As you all my fans in New Hampshire are going to be going to your version of the polls happening, coming up very soon. And I'd love to hear from you this hour. If you'd like, chime in with your question or comment, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Of course, we'll be following up on this throughout the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, through Natural News Radio. So if you can't get through in the next hour, we'll have more on tap as we go here. Pharmaceutical fraud last hour, HIV, what it takes to heal this hour, the Republican debates, and the war on constitutional freedoms. And you recognize, and I hope that you do if you're longtime listeners to this show, that you do not get your rights from the Constitution. And that Constitution was established and ordained so that you would have a government that protects those rights that are yours by virtue of your existence, by virtue of your very birth. And as much as the rhetoric may be a little bit better on the Republican side when they talk about small government, the reality has been anything but good. And this is why it's everybody against Ron Paul. But interestingly enough, if you saw, did anybody listen to the debates, see the debates yesterday and this morning? Guess what? The leading candidate, according to the polls in where? New Hampshire is Mitt Romney. But before things got really out of hand, Mitt Romney actually endorsed Ron Paul. Can you believe it? Mitt Romney endorsed the guy that's polling second in New Hampshire in Clyman. Ron Paul. I'm not kidding you. Did you hear this? You want to hear it? You want to hear Mitt Romney endorse Ron Paul? Okay, let's run clip right now on that.
George, this is an unusual topic that you're raising. States have a right to ban contraception. Yeah. Could it constitutionally be done? We can ask our constitutionalist here.
That is Mitt Romney deferring a question on the Constitution to the only constitutionalist running for president among the Republican candidates. That was from last night's debate. Isn't that amazing? Okay, technically he didn't endorse him, but come on, think about it. If you're going to be the president, in wartime, of course, the commander-in-chief, although we hope to roll back the idea that we're in a perpetual state of war, and that would be something I think would be to our benefit, all of us, the immune system of this country. In fact, the defense of this country necessitates our rolling back the militarism, the nation-building, the interventionism that Rick Santorum seems to think is the only way we can remain a great country. Yet we're bankrupting ourselves because of this military adventurism and this nation building. And so they ask what I would call a kind of a stupid question about birth control. Could you outlaw? Could you turn it to the states? What's the step? And Romney goes, hey, I'm not stepping in this one. I'm not going to answer this one. You're asking me a constitutional question. Hey, let's ask Ron Paul. He's the constitutional guy. He knows. And remember 4 years ago, anybody active enough that remember 4 years ago when this was happening, when they were ridiculing and marginalizing Ron Paul on the Constitution? And then they asked Ron, hey, how are you going to bring the troops home? You know, he just says, just march them home. Just bring them home. We marched in. We can march out. Granted, it's a little more complicated than that, and Ron knows that, and he's acknowledged that. But you had the question to Mitt Romney, how do you know what to do? He's like, well, I'll consult with my generals. I'll consult with my attorneys. I was, you know, it's like he doesn't know the Constitution. And I'm not picking on Mitt only, because all of them would have to defer to Ron Paul. Even Newt Gingrich, who was slapped down. Oh, my gosh, did he slap him down with the chicken hawk comments? We're going to be getting to that. But why would you vote for someone who doesn't understand the Constitution? Of course, this is what has been happening for decades and decades and decades, perhaps even 100 years now, which was some of the criticism they were throwing at Ron Paul in the debates last night and this morning. He's like, hey, you haven't passed any legislation. Well, okay, there's one that you did. How do you defend that? How do you do that? And this is an important distinction, too, because there's a reason that he hasn't, and he's asked that, and he goes into that. In fact, this morning he does that. Can you roll, get clip number 9 ready, Brady? Let me know when you're ready, and we'll go with that, because this relates to the defense of his congressional record when they're picking on him. Say, hey, Ron, you haven't passed anything. I think Santorum's going after him on that. Go ahead and run clip 9.
Here's the record, Dr. Paul. You have actually sponsored 620 measures. Only 4 made it to a vote on the House floor, and only 1 has been signed into law.
You know, that demonstrates how much out of touch the U.S. government and the U.S. Congress is with the American people, because I'm supporting things that help the American people. That's the disgust that people have, because they keep growing government, whether it's the Republicans in charge or the Democrats in charge.
See, this is the thing. If you're going to tag somebody with not being effective in government, the fact that anybody has been effective in government, the only people that have been effective in government on the Republican and Democratic side is in the growth of government. Not much to be proud of. And in fact, that's where he nails Santorum, because basically Santorum, with the rhetoric of a conservative, has seen the growth of government, has vote, you know, said on for a balanced budget amendment, yet votes to increase the budget each year. And this is where Santorum and Paul go at it a little bit on this issue, saying that they can't get something done. So for those of you who are still under the impression that, oh my gosh, Ron Paul hasn't passed a lot of legislation, it's because the American people felt that the American government, the U.S. government, was supposed to provide them for everything from cradle to grave. And until we change our beliefs and our ways, we're having to overturn maybe a century of bad policy, of bad laws, of bad, let's say, interventionism on a domestic as well as a foreign scale. So let's go ahead and get ready and run clip 10 if you can, Brady.
Paul, all the things that Republicans like about him, he can't accomplish, and all the things they're worried about, he'll do day one. And that's the problem. And so what we need to do is have someone who has a plan and has experience to do all the things Republicans and conservatives would like to do.
Let me get Paul to respond.
That's Santorum.
It's not exactly a simple task to repeal approximately 100 years of us sliding away from our republic and still running a foreign policy of Woodrow Wilson, trying to make the world safe for democracy. And look, we have elections overseas and we don't even accept the elections. No, change in foreign policy is significant, but that's where a nation will come down if they keep doing this. We can't stay in 130 countries, get involved in nation building. We cannot have 900 bases overseas. We have to change policy.
See, this is the thing, that if you're talking about being an effective legislator, you mean that over the last 100 years, the legislation has basically grown the size of government to the point where it no longer recognizes the Constitution. Hence, a guy like Mitt Romney, who's supposedly the leader, the anointed one, according to the Republican guard, they're just playing out all of this stuff just for fun, because we've really set it up when Romney stepped aside for McCain to lose 4 years ago to Obama. They basically said, oh, yeah, you're the guy. We're just going to pretend everybody else is coming up and down. They go up, they go down. Ron Paul just continues to steadily go up and up and up. And we are looking now at the point of fact that Romney admits, hey, I don't know the Constitution. But hey, who cares? Who really needs that? I've got lawyers. I can consult with lawyers. Yeah, consult with a constitutional lawyer like Barack Obama, will you? As Romney has in the past voted for this so-called mandate to force people in the states where he was in Massachusetts to participate in a medical insurance scheme. And when we come to the medical insurance scheme or the issue of rights versus privileges, nobody running, perhaps Gary Johnson has this concept as well, but certainly not in the Republican field right now, understands the difference between a right and a privilege. And that's where we go to the next clip, 11. Brady, you ready with clip 11? We're going to hear about the difference about entitlements and rights versus privileges.
Many Americans, particularly Democrats, believe that health care is a right. In your opinion, what services are all Americans entitled to expect to get from government?
Entitlements are not rights. Rights mean you have a right. Rights mean you have a right to your life, and you have a right to your liberty, and you should have a right to keep the fruits of your labor. And this is quite a bit different, but earlier on there was a little discussion here about gay rights. I, in a way, don't like to use those terms, gay rights, women's rights, minority rights, religious rights. There's only one type of right. It's your right to your liberty. And I think it is causes divisiveness when we see people in groups, because for too long we punish groups. So the answer then was, let's relieve them by giving them affirmative action. So I think both are wrong. If you think in terms of individuals and protect every single individual, no, they're not entitled. One group isn't entitled to take something from somebody else.
So this is it. Rights versus privileges. Those of you that think healthcare is a right, you have the right to, by force of gun, government gun, to steal money from your neighbor to provide for you because it is your right. It is not. What we need is to restore freedom in America. Healing. That means opening it wide up for all healers. Homeopaths, herbalists, supplement, everything and anything. That is freedom. Are we grown up enough in this country to accept the concept of freedom and activate it again? Certainly Ron Paul is. That's why I've endorsed him for president. I hope that you will too. 800-259-5791. I'd like to hear from you this hour if you've got anything to chime in on. We'll be back after this with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the lies of the old media, the mainstream toxic media, this is where we detoxify all of that. The Robert Scott Bell Show each week here on Genesis Communications Network, additional 5 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you to all my wonderful affiliates around the country and all the listeners from around the world listening in on the place for health, freedom, and liberty. And we are covering debate coverage, in fact, especially the Ron Paul highlights from the last two debates in New Hampshire. Coming up, he took third in, where was it? Yes, the heartland. Is this heaven? No, this is Iowa. Would have been heavenly if he had won, but still, there's a lot of people that have to be deprogrammed before they understand and really hear the message of Ron Paul. I don't know if any of you all noticed. I certainly did. A whole different posture now, a whole different interaction. Maybe they're heeding Sarah Palin's warning. Don't marginalize Ron Paul and his voters or you're screwed, right? What's going to happen here? When people realize that all the lies that they've been bought and they've sold, etc., coming home to roost, and that they don't have a candidate that can beat Barack Obama, except that Ron Paul, as we've seen with the polling, has pulled it. And in fact, even in the voting in Iowa, he dwarfs every other Republican candidate as far as independents. And you cannot win an election against Barack Obama unless you're going to gain some of the independents and Democrats back. And they are not going to be going for anybody in the numbers that they will be going for Ron Paul. Because he's the only one that's willing to roll it back and allow freedom, which is popular for those of us that have recognized this, have detoxified from the old media. Others are afraid of freedom. And that's certainly not a very high American ideal, to be, let's say, afraid of freedom. We should be afraid of tyranny. And do everything we can to roll back that tyranny. As I said, 100 years in the making, as Ron Paul acknowledges, you can't turn the ship around, you know, on a dime. It takes a while, and that's the process that's going to happen here. But Rick Santorum, guaranteed, you're going to plow that ship right into Iran and destroy. You want $10 a gallon gas? $20 a gallon gas? Close the Straits of Hormuz. That'll be really great. And the Iranians don't hate America. The government that has been stolen from us, I think we all are beginning to learn, maybe not as American as we thought, as we were brought up to believe. But there's a lot of things in regards to what is constitutional as far as the presidency. What about the 10 amendments? What about the 4th Amendment? And we have a Ron Paul clip here. Brady, ready clip one. Let me know when you're ready on that. We're talking about the guarantee of protection of privacy. Go ahead and run clip one.
No, I think the 4th Amendment is very clear. It is explicit in our privacy. You can't go into anybody's house and look at what they have or their papers or any private things without a search warrant. This is why the Patriot Act is wrong, because you have a right of privacy by the 4th Amendment. As far as selling contraceptives, the Interstate Commerce Clause protects this because the Interstate Commerce Clause was originally written not to impede trade between the states, but it was written to facilitate trade between the states. So if it's not illegal to import birth control pills from one state to the next, it would be legal to sell birth control pills in that state.
See, that was that bizarre question where Romney deferred and said, let's ask the constitutionalist. He might have an answer. See, if Romney had stepped into it and answered it, he was afraid that Ron Paul would come in and correct him. Because they don't have a defense on constitutional issues. Do you understand that? They don't know the document. They just don't play plain, don't know it. And Romney, the anointed one, who doesn't know the Constitution? Oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does! It does matter! Of course, we need a president, not a king, so let's run Ron Paul's clip number two here from the debate.
I want to give Congressman Paul a chance to weigh in here, because foreign policy is something that a lot of people think is your Achilles heel when it comes to getting elected. You said that you wouldn't have authorized the raid to get Osama bin Laden. You think that a nuclear Iran is really none of our business. How do you reconcile that when part of your job would, as president,
well,
would be to preserve.
I think that's a misquote. I don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon. I voted to go after bin Laden, so that, you know, takes care of that. But, you know, this is about when to go in. I don't think it's that complicated. I think we've made it much more complicated than it should be. Yes, the president is the commander-in-chief, but he's not the king. And that's why we fought a revolution, not to have a king and decide when we go to war.
See, that's the critical thing here. We stepped into tyranny, and all of the other candidates, it's like Romney saying, I'm going to consult with my lawyers, or Rick Santorum saying, hey, I'm just going to not only talk tough, carry a big stick, but I'm going to throw that stick into the eye of a hornet's nest in Iran. Nobody references, well, you know, what if I look at the Constitution, see, what does it say? I think I need to go to Congress and decide, do the people feel this is a grave enough threat and the people's representatives to go to war? We declare it, we kick some aspirin, get it done, get it over with, and bring the troops home. Instead, we got 10 years of perpetual warfare and counting. And Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and others would say, hey, if it's 100 years, like McCain said before, it's just what we got to do. Never mind that we would bankrupt ourselves, which beyond bankruptcy we are.
Beyond bankruptcy we are, yes.
Thank you, Yoda. That we would then, of course, be unable to defend ourselves because we don't have any money to pay for our own defense. We'll go to China. Hey, China, can you bring your Navy over to defend us? Because you basically hold all our money. Do you follow this? And they don't get it. They really don't get it. And then they want to talk tough about China. Well, China doesn't want a trade war. We know that. But at a certain point, they're going to cut their losses and think, if they're going to pay us back in fractions of the pennies worth of what we gave them in loans, they might just say, I'm packing it up and I'm going to salvage my country. Screw y'all. I'm going home. Now, they don't want to do that. But this is the economics of scale that are not largely understood by the Santorums and the Romneys and the Gingriches and, well, even the China guy himself, who was the ambassador to China. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. But regardless, we'll get to him in a moment. But there's another clip here I want you to go to next, clip three. Tell me when you're ready with that. And it goes to the heart of the proper way to go to war, because Ron Paul is not anti-war in the sense of if it's declared, it's constitutional. Absolutely. Let's go do it. Let's hear Ron Paul in that clip right now.
We would have saved ourselves a lot of grief if we only had gone to war in a proper manner. And the proper manner is the people. Elect congressmen and senators to make a declaration of war, and then we become the commander-in-chief and we make these decisions. But we went into Afghanistan, we went into Iraq, and now we're in Pakistan. We're involved in so many countries. Now they want to move on to Syria, and they can't. There's some in Washington now can't wait till they start bombing Iran. We have to change his whole nature.
The thing that I see what Ron Paul is doing now, because they're actually taking him seriously, and they have to. They recognize if they do that, if they don't, they're screwed. The Republicans are going to lose it. Obama will be another 4 years. If they somehow work with Ron Paul or find a way that, you know, he's unelectable. Nonsense. Stop listening to those lies, because they're not true. The truth of the matter, you hold the power to heal. You hold the power to vote. You hold the power to make them accountable on the count of that vote as well. But now we're learning, if you haven't learned before, that Ron Paul is not a pacifist. He is perfectly willing to commit our troops if the people do so. And we're going to hear a little later in the program his calling out Newt Gingrich as the chicken hawk that he is. That those who are just warmongers and would be warmonger in chief that never served in the military, but they're willing to send your sons and daughters, your grandkids, off to die for inexplicable sometimes reasons. And they're coming back, even if they're alive, they're so messed up with PTSD. Suicide rates among our veterans coming out of Iraq, Afghanistan, higher than ever before in history that we've recorded it. But not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we bring healing even to the political realm like nowhere else in media. Check it out at robertscottbell.com, all the great links that are happening there. Monday through Friday, in addition to Sunday's show through National News Radio, but all of the links are up there. robertscottbell.com, 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be a part of the show. A little bit more political healing. We'll see what else is in the news after that. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
800-259-5791. Another half hour of the show here if you'd like to chime in live today on the air with me. If not, you can always call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, toll free at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Also, add your comments, and we may read them on the air at robertscottbell.com. Always glad to hear from you. Of course, a little political healing, a little bit more of this this hour. Then I think at least one story to get you back on your physiological roads to health and recovery. I must talk about asthma. There's a big story about the study to clues as to why some people are not benefiting from asthma drugs. I might call that a moment of duh. We'll see. But for now, we've got a little bit more to do with the debates yesterday and today in New Hampshire. Of course, that's coming up. The vote of Romney is the non-constitutionalist, deferring to Ron Paul. Rick Santorum is the warmonger among many other warmongers. And what we want to do is legitimately defend our nation. Do you send kids over if you're not willing to defend it? Maybe that would be a litmus test to say, hey, I think this is a legitimate defense versus nation-building, interventionists, all kinds of muck-raking abroad that violates the foundation of this country and is creating the bankruptcy. So the big controversy, perhaps, of all the things that happened in the debate last night was Ron Paul versus Newt Gingrich. Ron Paul defending calling Gingrich a chicken hawk. You ready? Run clip five.
I think people who don't serve when they could and they get three or four or even five deferments they have no right to send our kids off to war and not to be even against the wars that we have. I'm trying to stop the wars, but at least, you know, I went when they called me up. I talk about the Constitution. Constitution has rules, and I don't like it when we send our kids off to fight these wars, and when those individuals didn't go themselves, and then come up, and when they're asked, they say, oh, I don't think one person could have made a difference. I have a pet peeve that annoys me to a great deal, because when I see these young men coming back, my heart weeps for them.
Yeah, and then you got Gingrich crying. Oh, man, was he just, you could see, turning white as a ghost. Oh, my gosh, how do I get out of this one? And he tried. He tried valiantly. No, I wouldn't even say valiantly. I can't use valiant and Gingrich in the same sentence. But go ahead and run clip six. Let's hear Gingrich.
The fact is, I never asked for deferment. I was married with a child. It was never a question. My father was, in fact, serving in Vietnam in the Mekong Delta at the time he's referring to. I think I have a pretty good idea of what it's like as a family to worry about your father getting killed.
He's ticked, man. You hear him? I know my dad was in. He was in. He was? Well, is that sufficient? How do you get out of going? And then you want to send everybody else, sacrifice themselves to Iran because of a potential nuclear weapon that may or may not even exist in the future? And Ron Paul doesn't let it go. He gets his response here. This one is the exclamation point, however understated. Let me hear what you think, but here is clip seven response.
I need one quick follow-up. When I was drafting, I was married and had two kids, and I went.
I wasn't eligible for the draft. I wasn't eligible for the draft.
You hear that? I wasn't eligible for the... Yeah, Gingrich is done, as far as I can see. Of course, he's still popular in South Carolina because he was out of Georgia, and he had a lot of plugs in Southern Talk Radio through Bortz and others, even Hannity as such, that give him these props. But this guy is a chicken hawk. I could hear Jesse Ventura in the background going, yeah, go for it! Go for it, Ron Paul! Talking about the chicken hawk that Gingrich is. And this is the real problem that I see, is that you're willing to sacrifice. It's like these elitists, and that would include now Santorum. It would include Romney. It would include Gingrich, of course. Elitists willing to sacrifice your children for undefined, ill-advised foreign military excursions and interventions. And as Ron Paul said, he authorized the go-get bin Laden. But does that mean now you nation build in Afghanistan and then find out that they're protecting the poppy fields so that the heroin can come over, and now we've got a drug war that's killing people? Minorities in particular? Whoa. Did you hear about that minority situation? Who's defending minorities? Nobody like Ron Paul, and they say he's racist because of those newsletters. We might get to that as well. Also, asthma on tap. We're going to heal it when we come back from this break right here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, rocking the health world here. A little political healing for a couple of more segments for this week's show. Of course, and we kick it all off again on Monday with Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Rasha Bitar. I expect that the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, will be joining me as well to kick off the week. And I'm glad you are with me again. Thanks to Liam Sheff and also Maria, we call her, for being on the first hour as we tackled the AIDS-HIV causation hypothesis mythology and the decisions it's causing many people to make. The power to heal is yours on this show like nowhere else in media. Once again, 800-259-5791 during the week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can see it all at robertscottbell.com. So what else is going on? Dr. Paul is a doctor. He's always been for what? Freedom. And that also means health freedom. I've been interviewing about 10 years now. I've had him on the show off and on for the years, well before he was known by as many people, and I'm so thrilled that he is. And we talked often about integrative natural medicine, complementary medicine, homeopathy. Never once did he budge on his perspective that freedom is the number one priority, that all doctors, non-doctors alike, should be able to hang their shingle and help those who want their help. Not that you could be fraudulent to say you're a medical doctor when you're not. That's not the point. The point is you do different things. I do different things. Should we not have access to that? Should we not be allowed to know about the natural substances, that which is validated by peer-reviewed literature in the literature, and that which is not, and then make our choice accordingly? And, of course, the freedom to heal would change this entire system. But right now, the doctors are going broke. Did you hear about this? I've got a story linked up at the blog through CNN Money. It's at robertscottbell.com. Doctors are going broke. The little-known secret, harboring an embarrassing secret. Many of them are going broke. Used to be, yes, my son, the doctor, and he's wealthy beyond belief. It's not that way anymore. To become a doctor, unless you're independently wealthy, you're going to go into debt to the tune of $200, $300, $500,000 before you even pass the word go. And at that point, you're going to be beholden, because of the licensure issue, to the control of the state boards of medicine, which are controlled by, guess what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex. Much like the Republican candidates, Sandra and Paul, that are controlled by the military industrial complex. And when Ron Paul says he wants to cut militarism, he does not want to cut defense. He wants to strengthen defense. And there is a difference! But these dunderheads like Romney and Santorum and Gingrich can't get that through their heads. Oh, by the way, who is that guy again? I can't. Is he so forgettable? Is it just me? Is that guy so forgettable? His name? I remember it now. It is? Who is it? No, I don't remember it. You see how? And he's another guy running, and he was a governor over there. What can you say? Well, it's obviously not important to remember his name. I know he was ambassador to China under Bill Clinton. This is one of those brain removals here. But suffice it to say, if doctors are going broke, could it be because of government intervention, interference in the marketplace, forcing them to do things that their patients don't even want them to do, forcing them to cover things, to do CYA medicine because of the legalistic monopoly, licensing lawyers as well? If you had more freedom to be a lawyer, freedom to be a doctor, there wouldn't be as much control, and a lot of this nonsense would stop. It would have to stop. Doctors are going bankrupt because of the very monopoly that they have enjoyed for decades and decades and decades now. And that also, starting back with the Flexner Report of 1910, led to Obamacare of 2010. And only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show was that made perfectly clear, even prior to it being signed into unconstitutional law, which is no law. But if you want, you doctors, if you want to get well, and I'm talking economically and financially, you would move for the repeal of licensure. You would be for the separation of government and medicine. Therefore, you would be free to help the people that are coming to see you in ways that would actually work instead of the ways the pharmaceutical industrial complex has lobbied the governments, both state and federal, to limit your ability to care for people. Because if you are not prescribing enough drugs, they are coming down on you. And the drug industry is freaking out because they're running out of patent protection. Although they're saying, just hold on to 2013, have faith. Big Pharma's coming back. Yeah, as long as they can mandate the shots. That will, if they don't kill you, they will drive you into medicine even further because there'll be 1,000 symptoms you can't control naturally because you're dealing with such grotesque toxicity. Just like we've seen in the paradigm of HIV, which does not cause AIDS, but the very belief that has created the scenario where people are being killed by the very drugs they're using to suppress and destroy the immune system, which has not gone wrong. We've become toxic and deficient. And now we can't breathe. Asthma? Anybody out there have asthma? New listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we come back. I promise you, I'm going to talk about that, give you some remedies for asthma, because they're admitting they don't know what they're doing in modern medicine. Half the time they give you the drug, it doesn't even work. Why? I'll tell you. When we come back on the United States of Health Talk Radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Sign up at robertscottbell.com. Right back after this.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined
combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, got some bad news and some good news this segment. Bad news is the final segment for today's show. But the good news is there's five more days in a row of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up on naturalnewsradio.com as well. And you can check it out. All the links at robertscottbell.com. We got one more clip thanks to super producer Don. Yes, he came through, and it's about racism. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but I want to get to this asthma thing. On the healthfinder.gov website, and I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com, study offers clues to why some don't benefit from asthma drugs. Almost half of those with mild to moderate symptoms may have a different disease. Oh my gosh, do you mean that doctors screwed up and they half of the people are given asthma drugs too don't even have asthma? They're toxic! But of course, we'll give them a steroid anyway, and it doesn't work because they're toxic! They don't have asthma! Of course, toxicity could lead to asthma, but asthma is also a deficiency disease. Ah, man. They don't get it because they're a monopoly. And, of course, it's just like any kind of monopoly, any kind of intelligence is gone. It's like monopolistic intelligence. It's an oxymoron. So current anti-inflammatory treatments target the construction of the or the obstruction of airways, or in this case, that's the constriction of the airways. And so they open it up with a drug. Now, I would often utilize the bioactive silver hydrosol in a nebulizer, breathe it in, it opens up the respiratory pathways, it eradicates any infection or sometimes other microbes or allergens as well. That is one thing. Now, I'm not saying to throw away your asthma drugs if you have asthma. That would be irresponsible of me. But to bring yourself out of asthma, you've got to restore integrity to the gastrointestinal lining and the liver. So the silver aloe protocol, which I've talked about extensively over the years, where you take the 1 ounce of silver hydrosol and the 1 ounce of aloe vera juice, drink it down 3 times a day prior to meals, and then do your probiotics, your Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, every evening before bed, a couple of weeks, maybe more longer if you have severe gastrointestinal distress, so that you can restore proper assimilation of nutrients. Now, if you want to deal with the liver, of course, we talk about selenium. Selenium, as well as the GTF chromium, also two critical nutrients to help the liver do its job to produce the detoxifying compounds like glutathione necessary for excretion of these poisons that are stuck in the body that are trying to desperately come out through the lungs. And so there's where you go. We want to increase glutathione production. And so selenium is a great way to do it. Call up my dear friend, Jonathan, at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, as well as reducing inflammation via omega-3 essential fats like the ones we utilize here in the Bell family from Nordic Naturals. And you can get that anywhere. You can even get that from Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy. So there are a lot of things you can do that are very empowering that do not require government permission, nor should anything, because your life, your liberty, your property should be, by definition, by God, your own to do with as you please, as long as you harm no one else with it. Now, one of the things they tried to harm Dr. Ron Paul with. Oh, one more thing. Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, as well as Bryonia alba, and Spongia Tosta. Those of you who are Facebook friends of mine, I will put it in Facebook. I will add it to the show notes as well. I don't have enough time to go fully into all of those lung remedies, but first start with Bryonia Alba, the common hops in homeopathic form. It will rock your world in a good way because it helps with your liver, lungs, and cough simultaneously. Start with Bryonia, B-R-Y-O-N-I-A. Now, how have they tried to harm Ron Paul? The biggest thing they could find are the newsletters from 20 years ago. 20 years ago! Oh my gosh, he didn't even write them. Stephanopoulos, George Steppy Stephanopoulos asked Ron Paul about the newsletters, and Ron Paul said he has answered it several times. Clip is coming up. It was 20 years ago. He didn't write what was said, and then he turned it on them and said this. Run that clip.
More importantly, you ought to ask me what my relationship is for racial relationships. And one of my heroes is Martin Luther King because he practiced the libertarian principle of peaceful resistance and peaceful civil disobedience, as did Rosa Parks did. But also, I'm the only one up here and the only one in the Democratic Party that understands true racism in this country. It's in the judicial system, and it has to do with enforcing the drug laws. Look at the percentages. The percentage of people who use drugs are about the same with blacks and whites, and yet the blacks are arrested way disproportionately. They're prosecuted in prison way disproportionately. They get the death penalty way disproportionately. How many times have you seen a white rich person get the electric chair or get execution? But poor minorities have an injustice, and they have an injustice in war as well, because the minorities suffer more. Even with a draft, they suffer definitely more, and without a draft, they're suffering disproportionately. If we truly want to be concerned about racism, you ought to look at a few of those issues and look at the drug laws, which are being so unfairly enforced.
Busted. They are also busted on this because nobody speaks out against the war on drugs, which is a war on minorities, which is the closest thing you could call to a race war, where you're taking on the minorities, but, oh, it's not racism. We're just, they're bad people. They're doing drugs. Well, there's probably more white people in America doing drugs than minorities, if not by percentage, certainly by numbers, by sheer numbers of people. But the amount of people that are minorities who have darker skin than others or come from other areas, it is disproportionate. That's an understatement. And Ron Paul nails it. And, of course, that's it. Bye-bye the argument that he's racist because of the newsletters from 20 years ago. You get this man. You get this Ron Paul, this doctor, this congressman, this courageous and man of integrity human being in to be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Obama is done for. If you put in Romney, Romney's done. Obama's in again. If you put in Santorum, say hello to four more years of Obama. If that's what you want, you're going to get it. If they diss Ron Paul, and again, I see the posture shifting. They're beginning to realize they cannot any longer marginalize, because with every debate, with every day that goes by, with every YouTube, with every bit of information, all the integrity that Ron Paul has, and he's got more in his little finger than they had in the entire stage up there, the rest of the people. And I know some people go, oh, I like Ron, he's good. Well, yeah, not nearly the kind of integrity Ron Paul's been doing. He's the guy that can't be bought. Cannot be bought. He's the most dangerous man to the status quo, to the global New World Order people, if you can call them people, because he cannot be bought. And more of those people are coming on now. His son Rand Paul has shown the same proclivity. And the Robert Scott Bell Show has been doing this for years, and we're going to continue to do so. Right here on GCN every Sunday, thank you. God bless you for being with me every week. And remember, Monday through Friday now through naturalnewsradio.com. If you're not sure what to do, hey, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll be plugged in, updated on all the things that will help you to empower in ways no other media outlet can do. Because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.